Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Luke chapter 5 verse 1 to 11. Luke chapter 5 verse 1 to 11. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. My theme for reflection is when empty nets become open hands. When empty nets become open hands. If you have ever tried really hard at something and still come up empty, no results, no applause, no sense of progress, you already understand the opening mood of Luke chapter 5. Simon Peter and his companions have done everything right. They fished all night, used their skill, their experience, their best effort, and caught nothing. It is a strangely familiar place to begin a call story. Exhaustion before vocation, and failure before fruitfulness. That is the problem the text places before us. Human effort, even when sincere and skilled, reaches its limits. Simon's empty nets are not simply a professional inconvenience. They expose a deeper truth about the human condition. We can work tirelessly and still feel unfulfilled, anxious, or spiritually unproductive. Into that space of fatigue and disappointment, Jesus steps, not with rebuke, but with presence. He borrows Simon's boat and teaches the crowd. Before any miracle occurs, Jesus gives Simon something to hear. The word precedes the wonder. Then comes the unsettling command, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon's response is honest, not heroic. "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing." Yet he adds a sentence that changes everything. "Nevertheless, if you say so, I will let down the nets." Obedience here is not blind optimism. It is trust offered in spite of evidence to the contrary. What follows is abundance beyond calculation. Nets tearing, boats sinking, and partners scrambling. But Luke is careful not to let us stop at the miracle. The real turning point is Simon's reaction. Overwhelmed by grace he did not earn, Simon falls to his knees and confesses, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." In Scripture, this is a classic response to divine presence. like Isaiah crying, "Woe is me," Isaiah 6 verse 5, Simon recognizes that holiness exposes, not flatters. Here the gospel does something counterintuitive. Confession does not lead to rejection. It becomes the doorway to vocation. Jesus does not go away. Instead, he says, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." Simon is not called because he has proven competence, but because he has discovered dependence. His emptiness has become availability. This challenges how we often think about calling today. We tend to assume that God calls the gifted, the successful, and the confident. Luke suggests the opposite. God calls those who know they cannot manage on their own. As Augustine of Hippo once wrote, God crowns his own gifts in us. The disciples are not chosen because of what they bring, but because of what Christ can do through them. An unexpected resonance emerges if we briefly listen to Epicurean philosophy. Epicurus argued that human anxiety arises from false desires, the endless pursuit of security, success, and control. Peace, he claimed, comes from recognizing limits and letting go of illusions of self-sufficiency. While Epicurus did not speak of God's grace, Luke goes further. True freedom is found not merely in accepting limits, but in entrusting those limits to Christ. Simon's fear dissolves not through detachment, but through relationship. An Old Testament echo helps us hear this more fully. In Ecclesiastes 11 verse 1, we read, "Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after my days." Wisdom here does not promise guaranteed results. It calls for courageous trust beyond visible outcomes. Simon casts his nets again, not because success is assured, but because Jesus is present. For Christian people today, this passage speaks into moments of vocational uncertainty, spiritual fatigue, and communal discouragement. Christ still steps into ordinary boats, still teaches tired people, still turns empty nets into signs of grace. And still, he calls us not to fear, but to follow. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in my life do I feel I have worked all night and come up empty? And what would it mean to trust Christ there again? Number two, how does recognizing my limitations open space for God's work rather than hinder it? And now our practical exercise. Today, intentionally offer one area of perceived failure to God in prayer, naming both your effort and your exhaustion. Then take one small, obedient step forward, not because you feel confident, but because you trust Christ's presence. Gracious Lord, you meet us at the edge of our limits and speak hope into our weariness. When our nets are empty and our confidence shaken, teach us to trust your word. Free us from fear, deepen our humility, and use even our weakness for your life-giving purposes. Call us again and give us courage to follow. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.